As a visual artist who also runs a design studio and occasionally works in education, how do you think that art fits into the larger context of a changing world?
Art's got a lot to catch up on, and I think that its evolution in its roles is probably the singular most exciting and more interesting thing to consider at this point in time. You know, I think that because the condition of the world is changing politically, conceptually, economically, and certainly on a very practical safety way, and then borders and the way we treat each other. So much so that the idea of democracy, that great big thing that people held up as the notion of freedom and equality and all this sort of stuff, that's changing. And I mean, recent sort of elections and events in the Philippines is a very good example. Here, Europe, those are the conditions which create change in how people accept those ideas, which are fundamental to existence, we thought, in our very rich 20th century, 21st century world. Well, the majority of the world doesn't live that way. However, if we don't address the way these changes are affecting what we do, not only are you going to get left behind, you're going to be as ineffective, and what you do is just going to be as ineffective as anything else can be ineffective, and it's just going to be basically, a misnomer for culture.
Do you think this changes how art is made and how art is perceived?
Cultural production is probably the singularly most enriching and I would say most efficacious vocation. It affects science, it affects commerce, it affects all of these things. And we have the onus of responsibility to actually address how we make things, how we address things as cultural producers, what the thing we make is. I don't think we can think of artworks or art events no longer as products. You know, this is a very late 20th century thing. It's not so easily exchangeable. The onus of responsibility on us is to be able to communicate and show people what those enriching things might be, what those avenues of thought might be, what those challenges can be by a simple visual event, or by a simple visual thing, or a musical thing, or you know, a literary thing. Art is art, and art has to be efficacious. And I think that making reliance on product in itself is no longer so simple. I'm not discounting that people should do that. I think that there always will be room for people who make beautiful objects, jewelry, paintings, which are like jewels, or landscapes. Wonderful things to own and have, but I think that the responsibility for a cultural producer has to be the challenges that we face. It's a shamanistic thing I mentioned earlier. It's a traditional shamanistic roles in tribes and in cultures has always been to do these really odd things which made and appeased not just the gods, if you like, but the people. It changed ideas. It changed the way a people would do things. So that's the role of cultural production. It still sits within that. And religion's a good example. It never caught up with that. It never caught up with the modern world and how it can do that. So we're left with very, very rich, mind you, histories of religion and faith and spirituality, which I'm not discounting, but I'm discounting the structures of religion, that they haven't caught up. It's not right. People complain about that all the time. You see it in the media. We don't want what we do as cultural producers of any kind to fall in that trap. And I think that that's a very easy trap to fall into. It's a tough role. It could be lonely. It could be wonderful. You could be famous. Who cares? The point is that you do it. And I think that the vocation in itself is its own rewards because it allows you to communicate with the next person in the clearest, well, and perhaps not clearest, but certainly in a very enriching way. It's a gift.